Hi, thanks both for being here. My question, I've heard it said a lot that we have a spending problem, which I tend to agree with, and I've also heard it said that, you know, cutting spending and growing the economy are our only ways out of this problem. And I guess the question I would have is, or statement, however you want to take it, it seems to me that we have what you would call a structural deficit, and in that we can't grow our way out of it. And when you face a deficit like that and a budget like that, you have to attack it from both ends, which is income and expenditures. And it seems like the new budget is a good starting point for that, and it seems to acknowledge that in that it strips hundreds of millions of dollars away from the local municipalities and is going to force them to have that conversation. And I'm just wondering if you are willing to have the conversation about how do we diversify revenue. I mean, we can grow the economy all we want, but if we're reliant 70%, 90% on oil, unless it's an oil-based economy, unless you're growing oil in the number of drilling rigs, you're not going to gain anything from that.
I would like to note one thing. I like my PFD. I want you all to know that. But if it means a few years with it being cut in half so that we can continue our school education and other things like having Mr. Janess as my art teacher, who has helped me through some of the hardest times in my life, or having 15 students in my language arts class so that I can actually learn, I would like that to happen. Even though that it might not happen today, maybe cutting it in half for a little bit, just to get that money out there so that we can actually support our students and not try and balance the education on the backs of students. So maybe it's not necessarily cutting money out. Maybe it's taking our PFD and making it a little bit smaller for a few years.
Thank you. Melody Jordan, I'm from Seward. And I came over today to support our teachers in their long battle with no contract. But today, and in listening to all of you, I think I applaud you on the crime bill. And I think crime, education, and healthcare all go together. And I'm going to offer up, because you said, hey, help us. So back when I came to Alaska in the early 70s, there was a tax. It was a school tax. I believe it was $10. Yes. And it came out of your paycheck. On the very first paycheck you got, Tara went to school. I was just a young kid, and I'm like, well, I don't have any kids. I don't have any here. But I wonder why that tax was repealed and if we couldn't reinstate it. And maybe now, I think my first paycheck I was making $3.91 an hour. But I think if we could reinstate that tax at maybe a higher amount, and that would help our education. The other thing is the marijuana tax. I know Colorado and Washington and Oregon, there are several states. Can we not, is that not new funds generated? I haven't looked at the budget, so I don't know if there's a budgeted revenue for that. But if there is, could that go to crime and education and health care?
David Brighton, thank you for coming and letting us have this conversation. I want to start by saying it's easy to suggest making cuts, deep cuts. Let's all cut the budget. I don't want to pay tax. I want my PFD. That's an easy statement. I appreciate the poll that you have and the raising hands in the room, because I can see what you described. You know, you said earlier 60% is a landslide. It looks to me like a landslide of people here and responding are interested in not seeing cuts to education. When the governor suggests cutting 25%, the district has to react to that. So right now we're considering closing schools, losing sports programs, losing the pools that the community enjoys, losing the theaters. Those are deep, hard cuts. One of the other impacts is, as contracts are going out to teachers right now, the district won't be able to offer as many contracts. So my question is, when the governor suggests a 25% cut, and you said the municipalities can raise taxes to make the difference, the state statute limits the amount the municipality
can. I didn't say that. I can if I didn't make it clear, there's okay. a cap on what the localities can, so it's actually, it
Correct.
Exacerbates the cut.
So my question is, how does the school district or the borough make up the cut?
Well, they can't.
Hi, my name is Kate Vay, and I want to thank you for doing this job. I know it's tough, and I hope you're finding joy in the challenges of it. This was great. This survey was really great. And I think I would recommend that what you do is you ask people in the state of Alaska about how to raise revenue using one of those surveys again. And I'd like to give you some suggestions. I don't know if you already are doing these. Tax plastic paper and disposable shopping bags. I would recommend 5 cents per bag statewide. Tax junk food, Twinkies, greasy foods, genetically modified foods. Increase the sales tax from May through September when the tourists are out in full bloom, and decrease the sales tax from October to April when year-round residents still reside here. Start looking at a state income tax. Tax studded tires because they're rough on the roads, or maybe increase the tax. I don't know if that's already in existence. Stiff penalties for drivers who drive down the road with unsecured loads. We had an accident this summer that a death could have been prevented. Increase sales tax and alcohol more because it's a product that can lead to a ton of violence, and particular towards women. And I think women in our state take a lot of grief. Sorry, men. I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, I would say free marriage licenses for people who go through premarital counseling, because it will lead to skill sets that will prevent domestic violence later on. I want to reiterate some really great ideas I heard. Decrease the governor's budget. I like that one. The lady over here said $10 tax for education. That was here in the state in the 70s. Think about that again. Local food and agriculture, really support it. And that's it. Thank you.